page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the last Sunday of the church year and chant the introit.
Of the world stand in awe of him.
God bless the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
forgive your people their offenses, that we, being governed by your bountiful goodness, may enter at last into your eternal paradise. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year is from Malachi chapter 3. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping this charge, or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession. And I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
front of your hymnals to Psalm 50. We sing responsively verses 1 to 6.
Jesus, a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
We sing the office hymn 534. We will gather your pledges to be presented at the altar as we sing hymn 534. You may be seated.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father
and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the last Sunday of the church year, and all over the world, Christians are considering the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in glory on the last day. Before we begin the whole new church year with Advent, next Sunday, preparing for Christmas. Why is it important for us to talk about the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God is both now and not yet? We'll see from our texts the kingdom of God has three aspects to it. When we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come," this is what we mean. Come in your kingdom of power that you have in heaven and on earth. Come in your kingdom of grace through bread, water, wine. Give us the gifts of salvation in the kingdom of grace. And the kingdom of glory is when Jesus returns on the last day, seated upon his throne, surrounded by the angels. The kingdom of God comes to us now, but it is also not yet. So as we conclude the church year today, we can rejoice that the kingdom has come to you in the person of a Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and it will come in glory on the last day. So let us begin with the kingdom of power. Jesus has all power in heaven and on earth. You heard the amazing words of the Apostle Paul today in Colossians. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. All things were created by him in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. This is the confession of the two natures of Christ, true God, true man, deity and humanity in one person. This is the doctrine of the incarnation, that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, was born in time, Son of Mary. He truly is true God and true man. This astounding reality that the invisible God is made known to us through the person of Christ is explained by Paul. Everything was created through him and for him. He holds all things together, thrones, dominions, rulers, and authorities. Remember, the world looks like it's in complete disarray, and it is. The world is surrounded with discord and violence and wickedness, and it is. But behind the scene, the one who has all power in heaven and on earth is Jesus Christ. And he is working with all the machinations and the craziness of history for one purpose, so the gospel can be proclaimed to the end of the earth. And when that work is done, he will return. Meaning, we still have work to do in this congregation, in your personal lives. The work has not been completed, but he holds all things together. Not only that, he has all power in heaven and on earth. He has all power in the church. Paul says he is the head of the body, the church, the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. It's one thing to think in terms of him having all power in heaven and on earth, but we also remind ourselves in the holy Christian church, all over the world, he is the head of the church. And as the head of the church, we are his body. He's the firstborn from the dead. He was raised. We will be raised. He was holy and took our sin upon himself to give us his righteousness and his holiness. Remember, Jesus is the head of the church. These are, in many ways, dark days for the church. The church is attacked from all sides by unbelievers, by those who mock the word of God, and who mock everything that we hold dear. But the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Jesus is the head of the church, which is his body. He has all power in heaven and on earth. Thy kingdom come, O Lord, your kingdom of power. Secondly, there is the kingdom of grace, the focus of the cross of Calvary. The kingdom of grace. kingdom of grace and the cross of Calvary. Now, you may wonder why on the last Sunday of the church year are we reading the Good Friday account of Christ's crucifixion in the Gospel of Luke, and that's a fair question. This is the reason. The kingdom of grace came through the cross of Calvary. Here Jesus is pictured dragging his cross along the road. The women are mourning for him. He tells them, you should lament for yourselves. Jesus knew judgment was coming. Jerusalem would be destroyed. People would be scattered. He knew that when the ultimate judgment day comes, people will say, mountains fall on us. People who were not prepared for that day. The kingdom of grace came through a bloody cross, the cross of Calvary. Calvary, Golgotha, mean the place of the skull. They would take people outside the city gate and crucify them. They took Jesus there and crucified him. He's in between two criminals on his right and on his left. They crucified him. They drove nails through his hands and feet after they had scourged his back and crowned him with thorns. Was Jesus filled with hate and revenge? No. The soldiers are driving the nails in his wrists and he's saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They even took his clothes and divided it up with lots. Jesus knew, these people that are mocking them, I came to forgive them. These soldiers who are crucifying me, I came to forgive them. And one amazing thing about the kingdom of grace and the cross of Calvary, everything the unbelieving people say about him to mock him is actually true. Oh, so you're the Christ of God. He was the Christ of God. Oh, so you're the chosen one. He was the chosen one. You save others, you can't save yourself. That's right. He didn't come to save others. He didn't come to save himself. He came to save others. Oh, look, the sign. You are the king of the Jews. Ha ha. Well, actually, he was the king of the Jews. All glory to his name, God's son. The one thief mocks him. But the repentant thief who knew about Jesus knew about his own sin. He told the other thief, we're receiving the right condemnation. These thieves are being crucified. They're receiving the just reward of their deeds. But he says, this man, that is Jesus, has done nothing wrong. He was confessing his sin. He was acknowledging the identity of Jesus as holy and without blemish. And he had faith. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And in the most beautiful words of absolution ever spoken, Jesus says to the thief, truly I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise. This is proof that Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If you're not a sinner, then you're in the wrong place. You don't even need to be in the sanctuary. You don't even need to go to church. If you're righteous in yourself, you don't need Jesus. But if you're a sinner, you're in the right place. Jesus came to die for the thieves, for the soldiers who crucified him, even for those who mocked him. Oh, that we all, in the last breath, when we are on our deathbed, would say, along with the thief, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom, and have the assurance of Jesus saying to you and to me, today you will be with me in paradise, which, by the way, in the book of Revelation is the new Garden of Eden, where we eat from the tree of life and we drink from the river of life. That's paradise. The results for us of the cross of Calvary and the kingdom of grace were laid out by Paul. You've been transferred from darkness to light. You're in the kingdom of his beloved Son. You have redemption, which means you've been purchased by his holy blood. Paul said you have forgiveness of your sins because the fullness of God dwells in Christ. He has reconciled in himself all things in heaven and on earth. We're at peace with God the Father in heaven because of the blood of the cross. This is the result of the cross of Calvary. That came to you when you were baptized at a font like that. That comes to you when the gospel is preached and you hear the word of absolution. That comes to you when you receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine in Holy Communion. This is the kingdom of grace that comes here now. Not in the future, but now, here, around word and sacrament. And lastly, there is the kingdom of glory. And that's why at the closing of this service, we will sing the hymn, All Hail the Name of Christ. The kingdom of glory, the throne of heaven on the last day. This is actually pictured by Malachi this morning. The throne in heaven will appear. The Lord of hosts, which means armies of thousands upon thousands of angels and cherubim, appearing from heaven in holiness. The hard word of the law, the sweet word of the gospel. The throne of Christ will appear. The last day is called Resurrection Day, Judgment Day, the Second Coming, the Parousia. Jesus will appear all of a sudden. The universe will pass away. Bodies will be raised. Two separations and two groups of people. In Matthew 25, the goats on the left, which are the unbelievers, the sheep on the right, which are the believers. Malachi pictures that. Those on the left are arrogant, unbelievers, evildoers, mockers of God, wicked, do not serve God, the throne into the outer darkness, which is hell, separated from God forever because of their wickedness, their unbelief, and their refusal to repent. And the sheep on the right, Malachi says, they serve God. They feared the Lord. Their names are written in the book of remembrance, which is the book of life. They esteem the Lord's name. They shall be with him as his treasured possession, spared like a father spares his own son. They are the righteous, and they are in heaven with God forever. We await the kingdom of glory. So, my friends, we are awaiting the glorious return of Jesus from the clouds of heaven. He might come next week. He might not come for 1,000 years. That is not our concern. We should be ready now, every day, for the holy angels to appear, the trumpet call of God in the events of the last day. Meanwhile, Jesus does come to you now. In his cross and empty tomb, and his ascension. He is our intercessor before the throne of grace. Through preaching, teaching, baptism, absolution, and Holy Communion, he's coming to us now as we await the not yet on the last day. With the Apostle John in Revelation, we cry, Come, Lord Jesus. In conclusion, when we say the table prayer, Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, there are three aspects that we are praying for. Come, Lord Jesus, be with us at our dinner table with my spouse and my family at Thanksgiving and every day. Come, Lord Jesus, be with us at the Lord's Supper table where you give us the bread of immortality in this medicine for our life. Come, Lord Jesus, with a heavenly banquet and the table in heaven, the Lamb's banquet that knows no end. We are praying for all three of those when we say, Come, Lord Jesus. Rejoice, my friends. The kingdom of God is now, and it is not yet. Be happy. The kingdom of power, the kingdom of grace, the kingdom of glory is ours through Jesus, our merciful King and Redeemer. All praise to Christ Jesus, who will come to judge the living and the dead, as we are about to confess in the Creed. In his name, Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Page 158, we stand to confess the creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried.
Trinity Lutheran Church as we continue your work in 2023 in all congregations that proclaim the gospel truth. Bless Pastor Vance Becker and his wife Linda as they serve as missionaries in Kenya at the Theological College in East Africa. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Christ, our King, bless all Christian homes, children and parents and grandparents, that we walk in your kingdom in the fear of the Lord and esteem your name, serve you faithfully, walk in your light until it's all revealed in the last day. This week, be with those who celebrate their birthday and baptism, Sue Eby, Nathan Hasbrook, Scott Hasbrook, Veronica Richards, Wayne Stair, Vicki Maher. Bless those who celebrate their wedding anniversaries, Daryl and Tammy Vogt, and bless Matthew and Kaylee Brinketter, who were married yesterday. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Christ, our King, preserve those who fear you and serve in the midst of the fallen world and maintain good government among us. Bless police and firefighters, those who serve in the military, Mike Gobble, Ellen Shelton, Alex Laffin, Ricardo Tatanga, Eli Wiley, Courtney Tate, and Danny Green, and those recently elected, that living in this world, our citizenship would be guarded with you in heaven. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, our King, by your cross you remember all people in their time of need and forgive them. Deliver the troubled, the sick, and the dying, and preserve them in your kingdom forever. We pray especially for Pam Stevenson, Mike Schultz, Lacey Dickerman, Tim Anderson, Lupe Sepulveda, Greg Wells, Jennifer Weber, Scott Miller, Jay Gallagher, Lindy Shen, and Candy Darmody. Grant them healing. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Christ our King, in your blood all saints of all ages wash their robes and find entrance into paradise with you. Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, on the last day when we see you crowned with glory, to see that you are the Lamb of God, who reigns now with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
As we gather the offerings, please take the pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet to fill out, and pass it to the folks next to you. Completed sheets can be placed in the basket in the narthex as you depart.
We gather the offerings and you may be seated.
We sing the offertorium, page 159. We stand to sing.
Jesus.
mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
strengthen and preserve our true faith in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Send me.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Take a drink of Christ.
Christ, the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Canticle page 164, we stand to sing. And give you peace. Amen.